Chapter 1. When will we three meet again? It was a dark time and a dark place. In ancient Scotland, rebellions were common, and kings didn't live long. Duncan, King of Scotland, was in his palace at Forres in the far north. King Duncan was a good man and a fine king, but rebels were trying to take his throne. The rebel leader was a rich, powerful man, the Thane of Cawdor. The battles were hard and bloody, and Duncan was worried about his sons. Malcolm, the older son, was fighting at that very moment. Fortunately, the younger son, Donalbain, was safe with Duncan, for now.
"News," said King Duncan anxiously. "We need news about the battle. It's hard to sit here safe at Forres while my men are fighting."
"I know, father, but we must be patient," replied Donalbain with a heavy heart.
The Thane of Cawdor was a very powerful man indeed. Away from the king's palace, in an open field, there was a very strange sight indeed. Three shapes were visible. They were old women, ugly old women, and they were wearing black rags. The three women were witches, and they were making a terrible plan.
"When will we three meet again?" said one witch. "In thunder, lightning, or in rain?"
"When the battle's lost and won,"
laughed the second. "Before the setting of the sun," added the third. "Where, sisters, where shall we meet?"
Near
here."
"Who, sisters, who shall we meet?"
"Let's meet Macbeth. Macbeth,"
they cried together.
"Let's meet Macbeth in fog and filthy air."
An hour or two later, King Duncan and Donalbain were still waiting for news about the latest battle. Suddenly, two men appeared on the horizon.
"Look, father, it's Malcolm. He's with a soldier. I think he's hurt."
Donalbain ran towards his brother.
"What's happened? Are you hurt?" he cried.
"No, brother, I'm fine. This soldier is hurt, but he saved my life. I was almost captured by the Thane of Cawdor's men."
He turned to the king.
"Hello, father. There's no need to worry. I'm well, and we won the battle. We won. It was long and terrible. And this man here, this soldier, is a hero."
"Malcolm, thank God," whispered the king, embracing his son.
"And thank you."
Duncan turned to the soldier.
"I'm not a hero, sire," said the soldier quietly. "Lord Macbeth was the true hero today."
Lord Macbeth, the Thane of Glamis, was the king's cousin.
"My brave cousin," said the king. "He's such a fine man."
"Yes," said the soldier. "He fought like a lion. The battle was hard, and the King of Norway was helping the Thane of Cawdor. Their army was larger than ours too. They attacked again and again, but Macbeth and Banquo were good generals. Scotland is safe, sire. Scotland is safe." The soldier sat down heavily in a chair.
"I'm sorry, sire," he whispered.
"Get a doctor for this brave man," called Duncan. "Quickly!" The other thanes and soldiers were beginning to return to the royal palace from the battlefield. They told their stories of the day, and everyone agreed that Macbeth was the real hero. The Thane of Ross, another of the Scottish lords, knew more details about the battle.
"God save the king!" he called. "I've come from Fife. We captured the King of Norway. Here are the 10,000 gold pieces he paid for his freedom. We took the money, and he has gone back to Norway."
"What about the rebel leader?" asked King Duncan. "Tell me about the Thane of Cawdor."
"We captured him too. What shall we do with him?"
"Execute him. Execute him now."
"Then I want you to go and find Macbeth. Tell him that I have executed the Thane of Cawdor, and tell Macbeth that he is now the new Thane. My brave cousin will now have two titles, Thane of Glamis and Thane of Cawdor. That is his reward."
"Immediately, sire. It will be a great pleasure to tell the brave Macbeth."
Ross left, calling for his horse. Macbeth himself was riding across the open fields with his friend Banquo. They were tired from the battle, but very elated. It was getting dark, and the sun was low in the sky. As they were riding along, a sudden mist came up. Their horses stopped, afraid of something. Through the fog, the two men could just see three strange shapes, black and dark. Then they heard three women call out to them.
"Hail! Hail! Hail!"
Macbeth and Banquo stared at each other and at the three witches.
"Who are they?" whispered Banquo. "Let's ride on. We must be near to Forest by now."
"No, wait," said his friend. "Perhaps they have a message for us."
"Hail, Macbeth, Thane of Glamis," cried the first witch.
The two men were silent.
"Hail, Macbeth, the new Thane of Cawdor," cried the second witch.
"Hail, Macbeth, the future King of Scotland," cried the third.
Macbeth remained silent, trying to understand what the witches were saying, but Banquo was curious to know more.
"You have a lot to say about my friend Macbeth. You say he will be Thane of Cawdor and King of Scotland," he said boldly.
"But what about me? What can you tell me about my future? What will happen to me in the future? Will I be as lucky as Macbeth?"
The witches answered in turn.
"You will be less than Macbeth, but you will be greater. You will not be as lucky as Macbeth, but you will be luckier. You will not be king, but your children will be kings. Hail, Macbeth! Hail, Banquo!" the witches said together.
"No, wait!" cried Macbeth. "What do you mean?"
"You're right. I am Thane of Glamis. That is my title. But I can't be Thane of Cawdor, because there is already a Thane of Cawdor. He's a rebel, but he's alive. And King of Scotland. I can't be king, because we already have a good king and we are loyal to him. So tell me, who are you, and why have you met us here to tell us these strange prophecies? Tell me!" The witches had nothing more to say. They simply disappeared into the fog.
"Where have they gone?"
said Banquo to Macbeth. It seems they have vanished into thin air, his friend replied. And I want to know why they went away so suddenly. I had more to ask them.
Were they witches? Or are we going mad?
Don't worry. Your children will be kings, Macbeth joked. And you'll be king too, his friend replied. Oh, yes. And Thane of Cawdor as well. Don't forget that.
Shh! Just a minute. I can hear horses.
The sound of the horses came nearer and nearer.
Who is it?
Whispered Macbeth.
It's Lord Ross, cried Banquo.
Macbeth! Lord Ross called out. I have news from the king. Your royal cousin is well and happy with your victory. He sent me to congratulate you and to thank you. King Duncan has decided to give you a reward. You are now the new Thane of Cawdor. Hail Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor.
They were witches, whispered Banquo to Macbeth. And it looks like they were telling the truth.
Macbeth was confused. He turned to Ross.
What do you mean? The Thane of Cawdor is still alive.
Yes, but he is a traitor, and he has confessed. King Duncan has ordered his execution.
So, I am both Thane of Glamis and Thane of Cawdor. Macbeth was surprised, but a little excited. He turned again to Banquo. But they made a second promise. Will I be King of Scotland one day? Will your children also be royal?
Be careful, Macbeth. Perhaps it was a trick. Perhaps they were evil spirits,
his friend replied. Macbeth was thinking hard. The witches were right. Their prophecy was right. Now he was the new Thane of Cawdor. Perhaps they were also right about the future. Could he also become King of Scotland? But what about King Duncan? Macbeth began to realize that he wanted to be the King of Scotland. Very much.
Macbeth, we're waiting for you, said Banquo.
Sorry, Ross.
Sorry, Banquo, he said to his friends. I was lost in thought. Let's ride to King Duncan.
Back in the palace at Forres, King Duncan was very much in command.
Have they executed Cawdor yet?
Yes, father, said Malcolm.
They say he was very brave and honest. He confessed his treason and asked you to forgive him. He was very sorry.
A door opened, and Macbeth, Banquo, and Ross walked in.
My dear cousin, called the king, congratulations to you. I must thank you.
He walked over to Macbeth and shook his hand warmly. He did the same to Banquo.
Sire, said Macbeth, we simply did our duty. You are our king, and we are loyal to you.
Welcome, welcome, replied the king. Come and see my son, Malcolm.
The king turned to talk to all the thanes in the room.
Thanes of Scotland, he said. I thank you all for your loyalty to Scotland. I think it's time to name my heir. Malcolm, my eldest son, has served me well. Today, I have made him Prince of Cumberland. He will be the next King of Scotland after me. And now, Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor, I will stay at your castle tonight, so we can talk more.
"That is an honour, sire," replied Macbeth. "I must send a message to my wife." He bowed to the king and left the room. He was thinking very hard. In truth, he was a little disappointed. Malcolm is the new Prince of Cumberland, so he will be king before me. Perhaps the witches were wrong. Their first prophecy was right. But now Malcolm is in my way. Back in the hall, King Duncan was still talking to the thanes. He was talking about Macbeth, his bravery and his loyalty.
"Macbeth is a perfect cousin," said the king.